书。吉祥如意。藐视我们的自己的问题这些法律领袖而尊敬父亲，古人尊敬主人，我既为父亲尊敬我的在他里面，我既为主人敬畏我的在他里面，你们却说我在何惧上藐视你。
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then, if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord Lord to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, how have you despised my name?
第七节，你们将污秽的食物献在我们的祭坛上，且说我们在何事上污秽呢？因你们说耶和华的桌子是可藐视。
Verse 7, you are presenting defiled food upon my altar, but you say, how have we defiled thee? In that he said, the table of the Lord is to be despised.
你们将该隐的献为祭物，这不为恶吗？将瘸腿的有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的神长，他既喜悦你，岂能看你其面吗？
他说 But when you present the fine for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and sick, is it not evil? Why not offer to your governor? Would he be pleased with you? Or would he receive you kindly, since the Lord of hosts?
十二节，你们却羞辱我的名，说耶和华的桌子是污秽的，其上的食物是可以藐视。
Verse 12, that you are profaning it, in that you said, the table of the Lord is defiled, and as for its fruit, its food is to be despised.
第三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖日的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向？
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
万军之耶和华说，你们第十节，万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送我仓库，使我将有粮，以此试试我是否为你敞开天上的窗户，心服于你们，甚至无处可忍。
Verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now of this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
12.
Verse 12.
万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必称为喜乐。
And all the nations will call you blessed, for you shall be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts.
今天早晨我们靠主的恩典继续来看马太福音。
This morning by the grace of God, we continue to look into the book of Malachi.
它是旧约最后的一卷。
This is the last book in the Old Testament.
It is
also the last book of the 17 book of prophets.
他们在马拉基的时候，圣经给我们看见是黑夜非常深的时候。
During the time of Malachi, the Bible shows us it is in the darkest of times.
他们所等候的乃是公义太阳的出现。
What they are waiting for is for the appearing of the Son of Righteousness.
我们读过马拉基书就相当于新约的启示。
We have already mentioned that the book of Malachi equals to the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
或者这样说，十七卷的先知书就相当于整本启示。
Or to put it this way, all 17 books of the prophets correspond to the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
而十七卷里面最后的一卷就相当于启示录的第二章的一卷。
And the last book of the 17 books of prophets, which is the book of Malachi, corresponds to chapter 2 and 3 in the book of Revelation.
马拉基书总共说了七段。
In Malachi, we find that God has spoken in seven sections.
他是直接的说话，他不是间接的说话。
He has spoken to them directly and not indirectly.
就好像保罗好像启示录二章三章的书信，当我们读对七个教会说话，就是很直接的说。
Just as the Lord has spoken to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, that He spoke to churches directly.
教会正常的时候，神借着与保罗写了七封书信。
When the church is under its normal condition, God has used Paul to write seven letters to the church.
但是那里的话就是间接的。
But those words are indirect.
神借着保罗来。
God has spoken through Paul.
但是到了启示录二章三章七封书信。很明显的是自己直接的。
Now, when we come to the time of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it's very apparent that God spoke to them directly.
不光是主我说，而且你也说。
Not only I say, but you say it as well.
主说你们是贫穷、下贱、可怜的。
God said that you were poor, wretched.
但是你说话不主的，样子却。
But you said, I am rich, I have in fact nothing.
所以这是。启示录二章三章书信的题材。
So these are the subjects of chapter 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation.
马拉基书也是这样。
Malachi is the same way.
主说：“谁说我曾爱你们？你们却说你在何事上爱我们？”
The Lord says, "I have loved you," and you say, "Where have you loved me?"
谁说藐视我名的祭司啊？
The Lord says, O priest who despise my name.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名。
And you say, wherein have we despised your name?
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他。
You can weary me with your word. And yet you say, when have we wearied you?
耶和华说你用话语撞我。
And God says, and you have spoken against me.
你们还说我们用什么话来顶撞？
Yeah, you say, where have we spoken against you?
所以这里神说的七段话。
So here we find that God has spoken seven times.
如果昨天没有来的弟兄姊妹，我很快的说一下到底是哪七段。
If you were not here yesterday, I will quickly review for you where are the seven sections.
第一章第一节到第五节第一段。
The first section is from chapter 1 verse.Verse
1
to
5.
I'm sorry, it's chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 5.
然后第六节到这一章的末了，第二段。
Verse 6 till the end of chapter 1 is the second section.
然后第三段呢是第二章第一节到第九节。
The third section is chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 9.
然后第十节到十六节。
And then verse 10 to 16.
那么下面一段是从第二章十七节开始。
And the next section begins from chapter 2 verse 17.
一直到第三章第五节。
All the way to chapter 3 verse 5.
然后下面接着的是第三章第六节一直到第十二节。
And continues from chapter 3 verse 6 to verse 12.
那最后一段是第三章十三节一直到第四章第三节。
The seventh section is shown from verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 3.
那么第四节跟第五节乃是跟第六节乃是结论。
Chapter 4, verses 4, 5, 6 are conclusions.
那么第一章第一节乃是个序。
And chapter 1, verse 1 is introduction.
所以很明显的，当神在这里说话的时候
，Very clearly when God is speaking here.
他说到七段的话。
He has spoken in seven times. We also mentioned that in his seven speeches, there is a symmetry in
the symmetry. The first is
symmetrical to the last one.
The second one is symmetrical to the last one.
The first section is symmetrical to the second section.
那第二段跟倒数第二段是相称。
And the second section is symmetrical to the sixth.
所以这是在我们主第一次来以前。
And this took place before our Lord came the first time.
神对着他百姓说了最后一
句。God has spoken to his people for the last time.
那因为是对话。
And because this is a dialogue.
所以你不觉得是神。
So not only do you understand what God
says,
you also know the object of His word.
你听见这些百姓在那说话的。
When you hear the people speaking,
你就放过他们的灵。
You can touch upon their spirit.
你就知道他们属灵的光。
You know of their spiritual condition.
所以马拉基书呢，给我们看见，在一次主耶稣降生以前，在耶稣第一降生以前，那个时候以色列的百姓，他们属灵的光景是什么？
So the book of Malachi shows the spiritual condition of the people before Jesus Christ came for the first time.
我们会发现他和启示录所指的刚好是不谋而合。
We found out that this also fits with the revelation found in the book of Revelation.
马拉基就说到神属地。
The book of Malachi speaks of God's earthly people.
启示录是说到属灵的。
And the book of Revelation speaks of God's spiritual.
所以我们要从马拉基书里面来看神怎么呼召的神。
So from the book of Malachi, we would see how God would call out to the overcomers.
在马拉基书是特别说到剩下的百姓。
The book of Malachi especially mentions of the remnant.
本来以色列有十二个支派。
Formerly the Israelites had 12 tribes.
结果在主前722年，十个支派就被掳到全世界各地去。
And 722 BC, 10 tribes were taken captive to the
Israelites.
They are completely lost.
他们是神的百姓。
These are people of God.
但是我们不知道他们到哪里去。
But we don't know where they end up.
当初十个支派，他们只关心他们自己的百姓，他们不关心神的拣选。
Those 10 tribes of people, they only care about their own people and not care about God.
所以当他们被掳以后，神就任凭他们躲到全世界各地去。
So when they were taken captive, God allowed them to wander throughout the world.
现在十二个支派还剩下两个支派。
Now the 12 tribes only has 2 tribes.
这是剩下的，这是剩下的。
These are the remainders.
当他们在迦南地的时候。
When they were still in the land of Canaan.
虽然他们不好，但是神的确把圣殿和圣城让他们来负责任。
Although they are not good people, but God still allowed them to be responsible for the testimony and the temple and the holy city.
我们知道说圣殿在耶路撒冷。
We know the temple is in Jerusalem.
而耶路撒冷是在他们疆界疆界之内。
And the Jerusalem falls within their boundaries.
我们已经说过圣殿代表神。
We can mention that the temple represents God's presence.
圣灵代表神的现象。
And the holy city.
圣城代表神的建立。
And the holy city represents God's testimony.
他们虽然不好，但是的确把神的同在和见证的责任放在他们肩上。
Although they're not good, but God still bestowed to them the burden of testimony and his presence.
是他们把神的同在带来。
These are people who brought God's presence.
因着里面的同在。
And because of the indwelling presence,
叫世人就看见外面荣美的见证。
It causes the people of this world to see the glorious testimony outwardly.
后来就他们得罪神。
Later on, they have sinned against.
结果他们就被掳到巴比伦去。
And they were taken captive to the land of Babylon.
为什么被掳到巴比伦？
Why are they taken to Babylon?
如果真爱他们。
It's not love them.
谁说我真的爱你？
Because God said, I have loved you.
但他们说你们在何事上爱我？
But they say, wherein have you loved us?
如果你爱我，我们为什么在巴比伦？
If you love us, then why are we in Babylon?
那正是因为神爱他们，所以神让他们在巴比伦度过了70年。
And just because God loves them, God causes them to stay 70 years in the land.
当他们暗中拜偶像的时候。
When they secretly worship the idol.
当他们暗中在他们心中有许多东西取代了神的地位。
When in their heart is so many hidden things that replaces God.
他们一定到了一个无药可治之地。
They are so sick that there is no medicine that can cure them.
结果神用一股非常猛烈的药。
And God has prescribed a very strong medicine.
神把他们带到偶像之地。
He brought them to the land of idols.
到处都是偶像。
There are idols everywhere.
一直到一个地步，他们看见偶像，他们就起极反，非常强烈的反。
So much idol that they're sick of the idol.
所以70年以后，他们回到耶路撒冷，他们的病居然被医治了。
After 70 years, as they returned back to Jerusalem, they were healed of their disease.
他们说你在什么事上爱我？
They asked the Lord, where in has
我们看见说巴比伦乃是神管教。
We see that Babylon is God's disciplining camp.
神把他们带到那里，但谁要把他们带回来？
God has led us to Babylon, and He will also lead them to come back.
这里的爱不只是拣选的爱。
And this love is not only the love of election.
这里的爱也是挽回的爱。
This is also the love of recovery.
当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候。
When they return to Jerusalem.
你看见他们的绝症居然被神医了。
You see that their terminal illness was cured.
你看看以东。
Look at Edom.
他们当他们荒废被毁灭的时候会毁坏的。
When they were broken,
他们讲我们要重建荒废。
The Edomites said, "We will come back and rebuild the ruins."
结果没有想到是新型环境。
The God has caused a circumstance.
不只是一次的拆毁，是彻底的。
Not only he tore down once, but he completely tore it.
对于以东来讲，这个手是毁灭的。
As for Edom, God's hand is the hand to destroy.
但是对于以色列人，对于就是雅各一家，雅各的一家来。
But as for Israel and the house of Jacob,
那个手乃是挽回的手。
God's hand is the hand of recovery.
当你看见我们被挽回的时候。
When you see that we have been recovered,
你看见神重新给我们机会。
You see that God once again has given us opportunity.
他们就知道到底他们在什么事上胜败了。
Now they know where has God led them.
但是不光这样。
Not only so.
几百万人到哪里去？
Hundreds of thousands of people went to heaven.
本来他们是全世界最好的农夫。
They used to be the best farmer in the world.
现在他们从巴比伦就学会了做生意，变成最好的商人。
Now they have learned how to do business in Babylon. They become the best businessmen.
他们前途从此以后在巴比伦。
The future forever now rests in Babylon.
他们要赢得全世界。
They want to gain the whole world.
果然，今天全世界的产业是个三分之一是他们的。
And today, one third of the wealth of this world belongs to the Israelites. That time they were taken back. Forever more has brought them onto a broad way. When the Holy Spirit moved their hearts, only 50,000 returned back to Jerusalem. The least amount of them was the Levites. Because when the Levites dwell in the land of Canaan, God said that they do not have any
inheritance.
But the Lord Himself is their inheritance. Now they come to Babylon, they no longer need to live underneath the
moon.
Each one of them can have a life.
Now, 难怪只有撒波拉这一个回到了耶
路撒冷。
所以你看，这些人他们回来。
So you see these people who returned.
只有五万人。
Only 50,000.
这些人剩下来的百姓。
These are the remnant.
几百万人里面不过是零头，五万人回来了。
100,000 people, only 50 came back.
他们为啥回来？
Why did they come back?
先爱他。
神
拣选他，他们可以留在巴比伦过发达的日子。
They could live a prosperous life in Babylon.
因为神爱他们人，他们道路变窄。
Their way has now become very narrow.
70年了，耶路撒冷根本躺在废墟。
After 70 years, Jerusalem now lies in ruins.
他们一开始都是一座繁华的城市。
When they left Jerusalem, it was a prosperous city.
他们回来了。
But when they returned,
整个耶路撒冷乃是一座空城。
The whole city is an empty city.
现在他们需要从废墟里面重建祭坛。
Now from the ruins, they need to rebuild the altar.
从废墟里面重建圣殿。
From the ruins, they need to rebuild the temple.
为什么重建圣殿？
Why do we go to the temple?
圣殿在哪里？神的同在。
Because wherever the temple is, God's presence is there.
这些人回来。
These people return.
他回来是为了要把神的同在带回来。
They return for the sake of bringing back the presence of God.
不止第一代。
It is not the first generation.
第二代以色列也回来。
The second generation ever also returned.
第一代所罗巴伯重建圣殿。
In the first generation, the Rubble rebuilt the temple.
但以色列是美化的。
But Ezra came down to feed upon me.
那不止这样。
那我们。
在当尼西米回来的时候。
When Nehemiah came back.
他就重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
He rebuilt the city wall of Jerusalem.
现在不止神的同在了。
Now not only God's presence is returned.
神的见证也回来。
God's testimony also returned.
弟兄姊妹。回来才是剩下的。
Those who came back are the remnants.
这些人在新约称他们做得胜者。
In the New Testament, they refer to these people as the overcomers.
当神大部分百姓都留在巴比伦的时候。
When the majority of God's people remain in Babylon.
他们愿意维持在神最基本的底下。
These people are willing to remain on the most, to keep on the most basic well.
耶路撒冷就代表神旨意的那个水平。
Jerusalem represents the standard for God's will.
感谢主，这一代人是顺下的百姓。
These are the remnant.
所以我们知道神怎么爱他。
So we know how God loves them.
神不是爱他。
God not only loves them.
等到马拉基启示给他们。
When Malachi spoke to them.
当以赛亚来的时候。
And showed them when Messiah comes.
他要忽然进入他的里面。
He will suddenly enter into the temple.
欢迎来。弥赛亚回来，圣殿已经准备好。
Before Messiah can return, the temple must be built.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这是告诉这些剩下的百姓。
This is to tell the remnant.
你们有回，你们有人回来，因为你们觉得你们是犹太。
You came back because you thought you were Jews.
犹太人当然应该要回到耶路撒冷。
Of course, Jews need to return back to Jerusalem.
你们有人住过一点，你们觉得你们回来会过神的同在，会过神的见证而回来。
Some of you a little bit more advanced, you thought you came back for the purpose of God's presence and His testimony.
但是马拉基告诉你。
But Malachi tells us.
在以赛亚回来以前。
Before the Messiah returns.
圣殿已经建好。
The temple is already there.
所以这什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
这就是说，这些人回来的时候，
These people as they come back,
他们不是不觉得是为过的再来的。
Unknowingly, they came back for the sake of some time.
那个时候还没有马拉基书。
At that time, they don't have the book.
那个时候看不清楚。
At that time, they cannot see clearly.
也许他们不明白，他们马拉基书圣殿和以赛亚什么关系。
Maybe they do not know the relationship between the Holy Temple and the
Messiah. 他们回来了。
They just came back.
但现在马拉基给他们看见。
So now they are all shown.
你们回来，不知不觉的，你们和神体紧紧连在一起。
You came back and unknowingly connected with God's will.
如果你们不回来。
If you do not return.
如果你们留在巴比。
If you remain in Babylon.
如果你们爱世界。
If you continue to love.
如果耶路撒冷仍住在废墟里。
If Jerusalem is still alive in the ruins.
那么马拉基书的预言怎么能应验？
Then how can the prophecy in Malachi be fulfilled?
马弥赛亚回来。
When the Messiah returns.
你看圣殿已经预备好。
You see the temple was already.
是谁从废墟里面重建圣殿？
Who was the one to rebuild the temple on the roof?
那是这些剩下的百姓。
It was these people, the remnant.
他们说你在什么事上爱我们？
They said, where has God loved us?
你看神给他们看见。
You see God has shown them.
他们不知不觉的就成就了神。
Unknowingly, they have complete God's will.
弟兄姊妹，你们许多人从台湾来，从大陆来，从各个不同的角落来。
Many of you came from Taiwan, China, different parts of the world.
你们来的时候，我就想到这是个很好的国度可以谋生。
When you came with the idea that this is a great land to make a living.
你们看见弟兄姊妹的时候，
When you see the brothers,
你们觉得我们一同住在一起，把这个同在和把这个见证带进来。
You see that we gather here to bring God's presence and His testimony.
你看这神的爱有何等大。
You see how great is God's love.
但是你有没有想到？
But
do you realize?
Even in your dream, you do not realize.
You came to Texas.
That you came to Texas. You came to
the United States.
It is for the purpose of God's
will.
God has an eternal will.
Who are you and I?
How can we be a part of God's will?
你看，当初这些人五万人，他们不过是买上热点，他们要回到耶路撒冷。
And these 50,000 people who returned, they were just patriots.
他们在巴比伦把心放在扭曲上。
And they're the ones who hung their heart on the willow.
他们不能唱西安的歌。
They can no longer sing the songs of
Zion. 他们怀念西安。
They remember Zion.
他们当然把巴比伦 回到。
Of course, they want to return back to Zion.
结果他们把神的殿再带回来。
Then they have brought back the testimony. They brought back the presence of God. But they did not realize. Why should they return? They came back for the purpose
to return.
If they did not return, where is the temple? Where is Jerusalem? And where is Bethlehem? But Bethlehem is still lying in the room. How can Jesus be born in Bethlehem? These are the
overcomers.
Maybe you did not realize it was for the purpose of
God.
But God has sought you out. God loves you. So that you can take part in His glorious work. You never dream to become a missionary. You thought that when you come to the United States, if you become a missionary, then you need to learn English very well. You have never tried to learn English for the sake of being a missionary. But because you want to make a good living in the United States, therefore you are now have a commission
for you.
Among all the people, you have testimony. You never thought that you need to become a missionary. And you are not a missionary. You don't have the glory of a missionary. But God used you in
it.
These people never realized they came back for the purpose of
Messiah.
They never thought that they would come back to receive the Messiah. Now the temple needs to be rebuilt. And it needs to be beautified. Why? So the Messiah will be able to enter into His holy temple. This is God's love for us. Aren't we
the same?
Wasn't the church at one time taken captive to Babylon? And this was in the dark ages, and we all know this history. If God allowed us to remain in Babylon, then we are more pitiful
than that.
At that time, the Bible would change. The commoners cannot make a Bible. How do we know justification by faith? God says, I love you. We said, where do you love in
16th century,
God uses Martin Luther. God uses Calvin. And to bring all of us back to Jerusalem. We thought we came back for the sake of justification. Later on, King John
Wesley.
He was like a second generation of Nehemiah. As he returns, he tells us sanctification by faith. They also bring the children of God back to
Jerusalem.
Now it is not just justification. It is not justification. Now it is glorification by faith. God has the will to mold us into the image of His Son. We thank the Lord because God is
great.
These remnants are able to return to Jerusalem. And through us, if we have walked after the presence of God,
也把他的旨意带，也把他的见证带。
We also brought back the testimony of God.
还是不知不觉。
And yet unknown.
不知不觉。你看见说神把我们带到他神的旨意里面。原来我们原来是为着神的儿子。
We have come back with the purpose of His Son. Because before the return of His Son,
他要得到这个荣耀的时候,
He will receive a glorious church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是以斯拉所做美化圣殿的。
This is the work of Ezra that beautifies the temple.
再不回来以前,
and before the Lord comes back,
圣殿要准备好,
the temple must be prepared.
再不第二次回来以前,
and before you set an end,
你看见教会要装饰，教会要预备好。
And the church must be prepared.
这就是教会要变成荣耀的教会。
The church will become a glorious church.
用水泥建的道，叫教会能够得到信心。
Through word and through His word, the church will be purified.
所以你看，神借着以斯拉，也借着他所恢复神的话，把做了美化圣殿的工作。
Through Ezra and His word, He has beautified His temple.
所以弟兄姊妹,
friends, we thank
you. 神在什么事上爱我们？
Where has promised us?
我们何等恩典！
We have received such grace.
我们做梦也没有想到。
In our dreams, we cannot imagine.
弟兄姊妹，当主回来以前，
that before the world comes,
你看见说教会已经被建造了。
教会要成为荣耀的教会。我们今天活着，哪一年等候主的回来，乃是当教会成熟的时候，师父将整齐的时候，他们就能够迎接主回来。所以今天我们所带的就是在马拉基的时候。 So today we live in the time of knowledge. We also live in the time of revelation. That's why the Lord
is
pointing out to the old
time.
Now this is the book of
knowledge.
He shows us how has God loved
us.
This is the first section of His seven. This morning we will continue. When you read the book of Malachi,
你看见马拉基给我们的光景，乃看见光景，乃是当初神百姓的光景。
He shows us the present condition of the people of God.
你仔细地读这些的地方。
And as you read carefully of these dialogues,
谁说我的爱你？
God said I have loved you.
谁就是光？
God is light. And every word, every spoken word of God is
complete.
And when God has shined in
us,
He shows us how much He loves us. If we dare to say, how much you love
us,
this exposes our condition. We're in complete darkness. The light should cause us to recover. The light should bring tears to our eyes. Yet under the great light of God, these people still say, where has God loved us? God said that you've spoken against me with your words. They said, where have we spoken against you? If today God shines us
with your words,
and said that you have spoken against me with your words, we should put on sackcloth and ashes. The
brothers,
not only are these people hardened, they also carry with them great
darkness.
They cannot see their own darkness. And this is what happens before the
world.
You see that among all these people who came back from Jerusalem,
这句话是对那些剩下的百姓说的。
Not yet, these words are for the remnant.
这句话不是对着马祖的人说。
These words are not for the people who still listen to
God.
Because they cannot understand. They also do not have the right and privilege. These words are prepared for those who return. And what kind of conditions are they in? Their condition is different than those who remain in
Babylon.
Those people in Babylon are very easily humbled. But those who have returned to Jerusalem already is harder for them. And in these poor people, and their problem is not only of their poverty, the problem is that they do not know that they are poor. On one hand, they are poor and they're open in darkness.
现在就看着神对他们有一个判断，他们自己认为要判断。
You see that there is a spirit which is called the spirit of Laodicea. What is the spirit of
Laodicea?
The spirit of Laodicea is God says you are neither hot or
cold.
I'd rather you are either cold or hot. This is what God
said.
Because that is their true spiritual condition. And after God, after God has given them the
mic,
they do not put on
sackcloth.
He said, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. They are so satisfied with themselves. Why is it God is unsatisfied? Because God sees different than what they see. Either God's eyesight is wrong or their
eyesight.
Either God is nearsighted or their
nearsighted.
It said, I am wealthy and have. I am rich and have become wealthy. God say you are rich and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You see how far the distance is? This is our tragedy today,
right?
We thought we had returned back
to God.
We thought that we understood the will of God. Then we began to understand ourselves. You see that God's judgment is so vastly different than our judgment. These people are not only miserable.
This
is because they don't know they're miserable. They thought they were rich. They're very happy. This is the spirit of Laodicea. Not only
the spirit of Laodicea.
When you truly read the book of Malachi, many Bible scholars discover something. Here there's a spirit. And here is the spirit of Phariseeism and
Sadduceeism.
We want to listen to two.
You read the Gemara,
And there was a Bible scholar named Farah, and he has seen the spirit. And we will see what he has said. I will read in English, and our brother translate into Chinese. Already we see in Malachi the germs of Phariseeism, which relied on external ordinances.
就是巴利赛的鸟，而巴利赛人怎样注意外面的形式。
Of statism, which minimizes the elements of religious faith.
你也看见了撒都盖鸟，撒都盖鸟怎么样的降低了所有属灵的信心。
And of the open worldliness, which cares for nothing but the greed and the lusts of the present life.
你也看见世界进来了，他们一天到晚他们所知道和想的，就是今生的享乐和今生的苦。那这是。这是一个学者这么说的。我们看另外一个近代的 Finberg 怎么说。
That was the word from Bible scholar Farr, and now we will look at what Bible scholar Finberg said. The spirit of the people manifested in his day developed rather into the sect of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那在马太福音里面，这些百姓的灵慢慢后来发展，就成为了巴利赛人和撒都盖人。
The moral and spiritual condition of Israel in this day are those of professing Christendom today.
那道德就是那种道德和属灵的光景，刚好说出了今天教会，就是今天这个光明的基督徒，这个整个基督教世界里面的那个形式。那弟兄姊妹，我们要知道。Dr. Finberg 是曾经是。曾经是 Trinity College 的教授。
Dr. Finberg was one professor in the Trinity College.
我们知道他的身份。
We know his position.
从他的角度里。
And from his perspective.
当他告诉我，当你读马拉基书时。
And he said, when you read the book Malachi.
一念你读书，巴利赛人跟撒都盖人。
And one thing you can read about the spirit of Pharisees and Sadducees.
那另外一方面。马拉基书里面所说的光景，就是今天基督教的。
On the other hand, the condition spoken in the book Malachi is exactly the condition of today's Christianity.
为什么这两位学者这么说呢
？Why are these two Bible scholars?
单独把马拉基书和启示录二章才能对照。
And because you compare the book of Malachi with the Revelation chapter 2 and
3.你看见这个光明不就是老底下的光景
？You will discover that this condition is exactly the condition they.
老底下不是说从丈夫回来以前教会一般的光景
？The church ladies here speaks of the common condition among God's people before.
那老底下是什么情形
？So what is the condition of
the church ladies? 为什么老底下那么骄傲？
Why are they so proud?
现在你要问为什么翻倍那么骄傲
？Now you also ask the question, why are Pharisees so proud?
谁请进
？Please remember.
在旧约的翻倍。
The Old Testament of the Pharisees.
和今天的我们的教会。
And what the Church of Laodicea in the
New Testament. 你看见他们是彼此之
间。They can explain one another.
他的背后的灵就是马拉基这里所给我们看的那个灵。
And behind them consists the spirit which is described in the book of Malachi.
弟兄姊妹，你读到四福音，你看到吗？你看到巴利赛人和你看到巴利赛人还有撒都盖人。
When you read the four gospels, you would see the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
我们要问巴利赛人和撒都盖人从哪里来
？We will ask the question, where did they come from?
弟兄姊妹，这些人会从哪里来？
这
些人就是当初他们为过响应神的呼召，他们回到耶路撒冷。
These are the people who answered to God's call and returned to Jerusalem.
他们不止他们拜偶像的疾病被治好。
Not only they were cured of their terminal disease of.
他爱慕自己的话。
They love and desire for God's word.
所以他们中间有文士就被兴起来。
And therefore, among them was a priest of God.
文士就是像这个以斯拉这样的。
And the tribes of people like Ezra.
他们什么事都不做，他们就是读主自己的话。
They don't do anything else but read the word of God.
而在所有的文士里面，以斯拉是最大的。
And among all the tribes, Ezra is the greatest tribe.
因为以斯拉把旧约的39卷把它放在一起。
Because Ezra has put together the 39 books of the Old Testament.
是以斯拉带给我们旧约最完整的启示。
And Ezra has brought to us the most complete revelation of your
story.
And because that glorious
revival,
now God's word takes a prominence among his people. Not only Ezra was a tribe, there are also many other tribes.
And then so,
God also raised a group of people who love God's
word.
These are the people of the
Pharisees.
Pharisees are those people who completely sacrifice. They don't do anything else. But to keep the word of God. Not only to keep the word
of God,
they want to keep the word that was explained by
God.
For example, you know that you need to abide
in that.
The Bible tells us we need to keep
that.
Do not do any work on that. So now people ask the question, what do you mean to work? Can you go fetch water on Saturday? Can you put on your danger on Saturday? And can a sister take her needle from one to the other to another on Saturday? So who is to tell us what work we can do and what work we cannot
do?
Now this is the job for the
scribe.
After the scribe had explained the meaning of the word, then Pharisees are the ones who carry it out.
比方说，礼拜六到底能不能这个挑水，到底挑拿多少度的水算是工作呢？For
example, on Saturday, how much water do you carry, which will not be considered as work?
啊，挑水当然有，当然有，但是当然有工作。
Of course, if you have to fetch water to carry on your back. But if you lift up your water glass, this is also
work.
So now the question is how much water you can carry that will not constitute
work.
So the scribe began to look for answers. There's one answer.
You put a little hardly trouble in.
And you cannot carry water more than the allowed
amount.
How do you determine that amount?
就是如果你拿了，就是你沾一点水。
If you touch a little bit of water, and if that water is enough to wet your eyeball, if the water cannot wet your eyeball, then you are But if the amount of water are able to wet your eyeball, then that is work. This was something determined after they came back. Now you know the development of Pharisees and Sadducees came about after they returned to
Jerusalem.
We thought that these people were never taught. Have you ever
considered that?
When our Lord Jesus came to
Jerusalem,
those people who gave him the greatest problem are the Pharisees. Crucifying.
就是这一般的。因为这里，我们要警醒。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。这是今天教会的。 对话的。
And you read the dialogue between our Lord Jesus and the man.
你觉得很稀奇。
Something amazing.
当我们在地上。
When the
Lord was on the earth. 每一次我们遇见文士、法利赛人和犹太教中间的领袖。
every time our Lord Jesus encountered the Pharisees and Sadducees and the leaders of in each of their
dialogues,
was another reenactment of the book Numbers. So what is the difficulty of the book of Numbers? We have already their difficulties because they have fallen into darkness. They cannot see. God said this and they say the opposite. You see that their perception is different in God's perception. They are so satisfied with
themselves.
But God says you are poor, wretched, and miserable.
So you can see.
这是不是common problem persistent in the entire world? Especially when they compare themselves to people in that
life.
See what great things God has given us. Unknowing that we stop
progressing.
Unknowing that we stop pursuing the
Lord.
And this is what happened before the Lord. Whether it's his first return or his second return. Whether it is entirely the Old Testament or it is time today of the
Christ.
Here we see a common problem. And what is that
difficulty?
And that problem is oppression. Each one of us are obsessed with
that.
We're also obsessed with our own group.
You
understand what I mean?
You
thought it
was spiritual.
You think that I'm spiritual. But what God says is vastly different than what we We're also obsessed with our own group. We thought that we had no problem. We are the most victorious group. If God wants to obtain a glorious church, it is not us as well. What is this difficulty? This is the problem of obsession. Because of the very reason we need
salvation.
Because of this reason we need salvation. Because of this we need an entire world of
knowledge.
Why did the church
Laodicea?
Because they were once the church of
Philadelphia.
They were once walking on the way of
Philadelphia.
The way of Philadelphia is always our way.
And Philadelphia
is never our mark. So whenever someone describes our own group as Philadelphia, that we are the only church and no one else on the earth. You have already entered into Laodicea. Laodiceans are those who have fallen from Philadelphia. Sardis cannot
become.
Those people who remain in Babylon will not be in the same condition. But if those people who return
to Babylon,
because God delayed. They thought the Lord would return quickly. Yet the Lord did not come
quickly.
Gradually they
relaxed.
They thought that they had seen the truth clearly. They had experiences which no one else had. And gradually they unrighteous.
They have
fallen.
They have fallen
from
the light of God. If
they often did before the light of God
changed,
then they will receive his
light.
So what kind of light would that
be?
And Isaiah 50 tells us what kind of light they were under.
We
would turn to Isaiah 50 verse 10. This is also the condition of
knowledge.
This is also our current condition. Who is among you that fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? That walks in darkness and has no light. What do you do? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
You can see they come to one piece of God.
You see the verse 11, it's their position. Behold, all you who kindle the fire and circle yourselves with the fire in, offer the light of your
life.
And among friends, you have set
great.
You have kindled these lights. You have kindled the fire yourself. And you encircle yourself with
these lights.
And you are welcome in these lights. This you will have from my hand, and you will lie down in
torment.
The condition of Malachi is not the condition of the because they do not know themselves. And they have corrected many
lives.
And they have learned many teachings from the Bible. They consider where they stand is the most accurate. That our vision of the truth is the most
accurate.
And our experiences are most abundant. Gradually they kindled their own fires and surrounded themselves with those fires. He is to receive a group of people that return to
the Lord.
But these people must repent. In the seven churches described in the Revelation, five of them need
repentance.
God says, if you repent back to me, then I will come back to you. Here it shows we need to come back. We need to repent. We felt that it was the unbelievers that need to repent. It is the Lord himself who preached the word of the
Lord.
The Lord says, now you need to turn back to me. And I will turn to you. And yet, practically, we ask the question, how should we return? But sister, the word of God is a rebuke and it is also a salvation. When you read the book of
Malachi,
and between the first section and the seventh, there
is a difference.
And the content of the second section is just symmetrical to the sixth one. And the second section talks about
offering.
And the sixth section talks about offering the
tithe.
And And the second section talks about how God tables these spots.
那到了第二大节，我们人怎样夺取神职。
And the second section shows us how men have lost God.
所以在这里，我们看见一件事。
Here we see one thing.
在第二大节，好好照顾第二大节。
Whether it's the second section or the last section, if we read the story then we will be
clear.
God said, you despise me. Then say, wherein have we despised
you?
Then our God
explained.
Because you have offered defiled food or polluted food.
你们说耶和华的桌子是可以藐视。
You said that God's table is to be contemned.
弟兄姊妹，我们在什么地方藐视神的名？
My sister, wherever we have defiled God's
table. 我们好像是最主的名分。
You think that we always honor God's name.
哎，问题在
这
里。你怎么知道你没有最主的名分？
How do you know that you do not honor and respect God?
你怎么测量这个事？
How do you measure such things?
问题还是在于我们的东西。
The problem lies in our offer.
当你献祭的时候，你怎么献上？
How do you make your offer?
弟兄姊妹，你怎么知道这些藐视神的名？
How do you know that these people despise God's name?
因为他们把泉水献上。
Because they have offered up the rain. They offered up the blood. That's why God said, you have despised my name.
So,
in the second portion, we see how these people despise God's name. After they have offered such
kind of name,
奉
劝你们中间有一人关上殿门，免得你忽然在我坛上烧火。
Oh, that there be one among you who will shut the gate, that you might not use the kindle fire on my altar.
这个事情是
Isn't that
amazing? 那他就是典型的以色列。
Now he is a typical Israelite.
他不只是先知，他也是教师。
Not only he is a prophet, he is also a teacher.
这个犹太教怎么可以教人把这些人弄断呢？
How can a Jewish rabbi teach their people to shut the door?
他们为什么这样做呢？
But he says, why do we do
that? 因为他们在我的坛上烧火。
It is so that they might not use this kindle fire on my altar.
为什么你明白了？
Do you understand?
当你把瞎眼的瘸子献给神的时候
，When you offer to God the lame and the sick,
在神的眼光中等于献上燔火一
样。In God's eye, you have offered in vain.
那 strange fire.
Or you have offered strange fire.
所以当主耶稣当祭司们献上燔火的时候，被人杀。
If a priest offers wild the strange fire, then they will be struck down.
结果可以说他不喜悦，不喜悦他们的供祭。
God says, I do not delight nor favor.
然后第二个人就说了，关于耶和华说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中以尊为大，在各处人必奉我的名烧香献洁净的供物，因为我的名在外邦中以尊为大。
For from the rising of the sun, even to the setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place, incense is going to be offered to my name, and a grain offering that is pure, for my name will be great among the nations.
这里给我们看见神借着马拉基书里面。
Here God shows us what He spoke to us from Malachi.
有一天从日落之处，日出之地，直到日落之处。
That one day, from the rising of the sun, even to its setting, that God's name will be honored in all the nations. Not in one
place.
Not just in one place. For the Jews, it is only in Jerusalem. But for the Christians, it means among all the nations. The time will come. One day, that God's name will be great among the nations. No one will again offer to him the lame, the blind, and the
sick.
This is the second section. And the second to the last, chosen to offer the tithe.
当你献上十分之一的时候呢，就全然把这个奉献送到仓库里。
When you offer up to God one tenth, that is to bring
And
for that, God has opened up for them the windows of
heaven.
And poured out blessings to them until they overflow.
So,
whether it's the second section or the second to the last section, they all talked about offering. So, why did he talk about offering? Do you know why is a man upset? Why is a man satisfied with himself? It proves that there is darkness in them. And why is there darkness in the person? It proves that there is something wrong in terms of his offering. As we offer. If you have any reservation anywhere, then you will be blind in regard to that truth. You know that there was a seminary student. And he was discussing with another student. It is a seminary student who was talking to a pastor. And the professor told me,
he
said, I am just the same. I saw very clearly and convincingly that God's word is for us to be
done.
This is a very important truth in life. But after I graduated, and I thought I'm waiting where God was
sending me to.
In some places, they don't talk about baptism. And if you talk about baptism to them, you would just confuse them. Gradually, I have forgotten about
baptism.
Now you can be sincere. But soon after, you will all forget
your
religion. Sister, do you understand? Why is there such darkness in this
situation?
It is not because he did not see the importance, but because of many reasons. And many reasons that
are related to the
topic. And for his
life.
He's unwilling to offer this matter to God.
请记得，你在哪一个业障，你没有把自己献给他。
Wherever you did not offer yourself to God,
你在那一个业障，你是永远的看不见。
In that particular point of your life,
从此以后，我们要神来光照我们，是不是不可能的事？
From now on, if you want God to enlighten you on this point, it's almost impossible.
所以就是，为什么第二段跟第五段讲到的东西？
And why is the second section and the sixth section talked about? Because the perfect offering. You will give God
grace.
My sister, this will give us grace. Causes to be people who live in this life. If you are still struggling with God in certain
areas,
I know many sisters who struggle with God concerning head covering. Head covering is not at all. But the problem is, in certain sisters, you will never see head covering. What is the greatest
practice?
Is that we are blind. But when we are blind, we can say that this head covering is just a tradition.
你可以把很多的书证明它有根本不需要。
You can take many books to prove such one.
但是其实，今天问题在这里。
Today,
当然要读这些话。
When you read God's word,
主是怎么对你的？
What did God say to you?
当你说的时候，你愿意对吗？
When God speaks to you, are you willing to offer yourself?
你会说吗？这是你的旨意，我对你的。
You say, God, this is your will. I'm willing to.
如果你因为许多的原因不肯顺服。
Is there any reason that causes you unable to obey?
请记得，你会找一千万个理由证明你不需要。
You will find a thousand reasons to prove that you don't need them.
我只是拿这个做例子。
I'm just using this as an example.
有许多的真理我们看不见，不是真理不清楚。
There are many truths that we're unable to see. It's not because the truth.
许多的真理看不见，因为我们根本不解不彻。
And there are many truths we cannot see because our offering is not.
我们的奉献上出了毛病。
We have problems in our offering.
弟兄姊妹，你头脑还很清楚。
One sister, your head is still.
对，还有恢复圣经。
You still know how to read the Bible.
但是请记住。
在
某一点上，你永远看不见。
In certain issues, you will never be able to see.
在那点事上，我们对上有了黑暗。
In that particular issue, there is nothing.
慢慢的黑暗要扩大。
Gradually, the darkness will
grow. 那个情形就是麻烦事情。
And that condition is a condition of knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做合理
？What is essential?
合理就是虚假。
Obsession is
false. 意思说你的情况是个虚假的情况。
It means that your condition is a false condition.
因为只有谁说的才真的。
Because only what God said is the truth.
谁说你贫穷、下贱、可怜
？God says you are poor, miserable, and
你现在不足一样的缺。
But you said I am rich.
那个你是虚假的。
That part is false.
这是你明白的。
Do you understand?
我说，在我们属灵生活里面。
In our spiritual life,
我们缺少的属于实际。
What we lack is a spiritual reality.
结果你戴上假面具。
And therefore you put on a mask.
这个耶稣说你是假冒伪善的人。
And Jesus called you the hypocrite.
原文是你是戴上假面具。
Hypocrite means you are one who put on a mask.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
在
这里最重要在哪里？
Here, what is the most
important?
And when we lack that reality,
you want to be a fortress.
Then you need to put on an outward
appearance
to make an impression to other people. Some people pray with a special voice. Even they are sick of that. Even they think that it is awful
voice.
But they must pray in such a way so that they can feel that they are
kind.
They tell that as soon as they use that voice to pray, they will be filled by
it.
If the Holy Spirit does not fill them, they fall. This is
deceiving
yourself.
Dear friends,
one day we will take off.
You 不可能戴面具一直戴到很烂的。
It's impossible for you to wear a mask.
你在弟兄在你面前可以戴上假面具。
You can put on the mask in front of my
sisters. 兄弟，你可以告诉我，你说一百岁后我是富足的，我是富足。
You can tell yourself a hundred times, I am rich, I am rich.
就说你的贫穷与下贱。
But God says you are poor, miserable, and blind.
这些人是回到耶路撒冷。
These are the people who return to Jerusalem.
你说耶路撒冷特别的什么
？You know what is so unique about the
Jerusalem? 你还不记得希伯来书告诉我们
？Do you remember what's written in the book?
亚伯拉罕住在帐篷里。
That Abraham lived in the tent.
他在等候一个有根基的。
He is waiting for a city of salvation.
那个是耶路撒冷来说的。
And that refers to Jerusalem.
而且更告诉他远远的看见一个欢喜的迎接。
And the Bible tells us that he had seen the city in the distance, and he rejoiced.
那是现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
在保罗一生里面，在亚伯拉罕一生里面，什么都看见耶路撒冷。
In Abraham's life, when has he seen the
Jerusalem? 你明白了为什么第二段跟第五段圣灵是这么描写
？Why is the Holy Spirit described in such a way in the second
sentence? 今天他们脚踩在耶路撒冷。
That they their feet step on Jerusalem.
但问题，他们有没有看见什么叫耶路撒冷
？But the question is, have they seen Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷的实际是什么
？What is the reality of Jerusalem?
明白了，明白。现在住在哪里？
When it's difficult,
就是当我们活在你面前。
That is when we live before the Lord.
没有多久以后。
Soon after.
我们里面的东西没有了，我们就是一个外面。
We have lost everything that is essential within, and we only have the outward.
但现在我们有。
Now we ask.
这个亚伯拉罕，圣经告诉我们说，这个这亚伯拉罕乃是神经营所建造。
And that the city of Jerusalem was administered by God, and He built the city.
所以你全是亚伯拉罕带亚伯拉罕身上。
And that's why God worked in Abraham's life.
那你还记不记得？
有
一次神对亚伯拉
罕说：“你要带一个
女子。”你要带一个女子。
You will bring with you
Isaac,
your only son,
to the place which I
designated.
感谢主。后来亚伯拉罕走了3000里路。
Abraham walked for 3 days.
最后就到了摩利亚。
Lastly, he came to Mount Moriah.
结果在那里就把亚伯拉罕就把以撒就献上。
And there he offered up Isaac.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕远远看见这事。
Abraham has seen He is waiting for the city with salvation. Now God is going to build
Jerusalem.
And God began with Abraham. You have seen
Jerusalem.
Now He will begin to work in
Abraham.
Where is Jerusalem? Where in the whole land of Canaan that is going to Jerusalem? But sister, after Abraham offered up
Isaac,
and that mountain became the Jerusalem later. If Abraham did not offer up Isaac, this Jerusalem would never
所以为什么后来圣殿一定要盖在摩利亚山上？
And that is why the temple must build on top of Mount Moriah.
什么地方要盖圣殿？
Wherever Abraham offered up Isaac.
这个圣殿应该在哪里？
That is a place for the holy.
这里才是同在。
There is not present.
然后耶路撒冷盖起来，这是代表神的圣殿。
And then the city is built that represents
the Lord. 圣殿和圣殿的根基是它的根源，苗在哪里？
So where is the germ or the foundation of the city?
那个苗在亚伯拉罕的祖先。
The germ begins with Abraham's offspring.
神要的是亚伯拉罕，神要的是啥？
God doesn't want Isaac.
神要亚伯拉罕献给大祭司，神要的是亚伯拉罕。
God wants Abraham himself.
所以什么时候亚伯拉罕献上？
So whenever Abraham offered up
Isaac,
that's when Abraham also offered himself.
From Jerusalem. What is the meaning?
Where did Jerusalem begin?
It
began with Abraham's
offering.
He did not offer God the
blood.
He did not offer to God the
blood.
But he offered his best and only
begotten.
This was Jerusalem.
哪里有真实的奉献，哪里才有真实的耶稣。
Wherever there is true offering, there is Jerusalem.
为什么要走三天路程？
Why did he walk 3 days of
a journey? 他可以在土壤里就把你搭建。
He could have offered a body to his own vision.
谁要让他走三天路程？
No, God wanted to walk for 3 days.
他一面走这条，因为奉献乃是条道。
Because offering is the way.
在三天的过程里。
In that 3 days of time.
每一个时候他都可以这样。
Every moment he's able to just turn back.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里有一条道。
The one sister hears the way.
后来成了西安的大道。
Later on it becomes the way of God.
什么叫西安的大道？
What does it mean, the way of God?
这条路就是最后以撒的那条路。
And because when you reach to the end of this way, Isaac will become
the way of God.
But because of love,
弟兄姊妹，当一旦献上，你永远献上。
Because of love, once you offer, you have offered forever.
所以弟兄姊
妹，
这是亚伯拉
罕。
当他第一次走西安道。
When the first time you walk on the way of
God,
and a new offer of Isaac on Mount Moriah, here becomes the foundation for the Holy
Spirit.
And later it becomes where the Holy City will be. Not only the Israelites must hold feast 3 times a year. Do you know why they need to keep
it?
Because Abraham has done so, and all his descendants will follow. Abraham walked on this way and asked him, and began to offer the
Isaac.
And all the descendants of Abraham will also walk on this
way.
They will offer the best flavors of the land of
Canaan.
No rain, no blood. Now do you understand? This is the perfect offering. Only with such kind of, only with this offering, you can be rid of
oppression.
Abraham did not deserve anything good for himself. When he offered his son to God, he had offered his best.
So you should see.
Even though they're so of their feet step on
Jerusalem,
but they do not know where Jerusalem
is.
When Jerusalem was built,
it
begins with our offering. It begins with our complete
offering.
It is the absolute
offering.
And because Abraham produces two descendants. And the Bible tells us that all the nations will be blessed by Abraham. And they will be blessed through the descendants of Abraham. Abraham begets Isaac and begets Jacob. One of his descendants. And this descendant is a singular
form.
And that refers to Jesus
Christ.
And so until Jesus was born in Bethlehem, you see that all nations will be blessed through the seed of Abraham. Until Jesus was born in
Bethlehem.
From the rising of the sun and to his setting. All the those who believe by faith. We have become the descendants of Abraham. Now we're no longer in one
Jerusalem.
Not just in Jerusalem. Now no matter where you
are,
we can offer up our prayers and we can offer up our
prayers.
And the name of the Lord is great among all nations. Do you see the problem and difficulty? How do you resolve the problem? Soon after. And the descendant of Abraham will bless all the nations. And when the time comes, and now it is. And those who worship will worship in truth and spirit. The Pharisees only focus on the
temple.
You see what a great temple we have. And yet we are
temple.
We just need to come to our temple. Then we can worship God with truth and
spirit.
This is the reality of worship.
所以你看见了，现在你知道什么叫敬拜的神。
Now you know the reality of worship.
当犹太人看见那些圣殿的时候。
When the Jews see the temple,
他们都格外的敬拜。
They say, "What a great temple!"
但是耶稣在他必须讲情绪里面，每个晚上他都要不断离开这个东西。
But the week before the death of Jesus Christ, he needs to travel to Bethany in order to find his life.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见什么叫做属灵的事情。
Here we see what does it mean to have spiritual reality.
那不光这样。你还记不记得亚伯拉罕怎么看见耶路撒
冷？Do you also remember how Abraham seen Jerusalem？
你记不记得最早的时候他是带？最早的时候，你记不记得他听说他的侄子挪得被挪走
？Do you remember in early on that he heard his nephew Lot has been taken captive？
因为他的挪得被挪走了，结果他就带着家里。这个总共只有几百个人，结果就去追拿，318个人就结果就追赶敌人。
And because he heard that his nephew Paul has been taken captive, he brought with him his men that were 4,380. And the battle between the 14th and the 15th.
那四个王是从巴比伦由巴比伦那边过来。
The 14th came on the Ukraine, the side of Ukraine.
他们不只是远征兵，而且他们是长征兵。
Not only they come from far distance, but they also have a track of winning.
亚伯拉罕爱他的侄儿。
Abraham loved his nephew.
他什么也没有想。
He did not consider any.
他带着318个人去追赶敌人，一直到白。
And with 318 of his old men, they chased them all the way to the land. 现在
又来，亚伯拉罕这一群期待来攻击。
And this time, really, Abraham is fighting with God. And so God told him not to be afraid. And it proved to us that Abraham did not fear. In the beginning, he did not have fear, but at the end, he had fear. Later, when he won the victory and returned, the Bible tells us the king of Satan, Melchizedek, came along. He brought with him bread and wine. Abraham just returned from the
battle.
You see how the bread and the wine have brought him such strength. King of Satan blessed him. And he explains to him why he has won the
victory.
He says, God of mighty has tended the enemy into your
hands.
The four kings are the kings from Euphrates. And the leader king was the king of
Babylon.
And so after Abraham won the victory, he was the king of Salem. Now Melchizedek told him it was the king, it was the Almighty King who had tended the enemy. Why did you win the victory? You thought it was battle between the 14th and the 15th. Behind this, it was a battle of Babylon and Jerusalem. This was the first conflict between Babylon and Jerusalem. Now, as long as Abraham stands on the side of Jerusalem, naturally, God will hand the enemy into the
这亚伯拉罕第一次临界掉下来，他有什么叫耶路撒冷
？This is the first time the scale of Abraham I have fallen.
他第一次看见那座有根基的城市，神所要经营、所要建造。
The first time he had seen the city which God would administer in Babylon.
当他看见的时候
，And when he sees it，
圣经说亚伯拉罕就把所得的十分之一来就给了麦基洗德。
Abraham has taken out from his He's good. Test the tongue and give it to his son.
当你第一次看见耶路撒冷，
when you first have seen Jerusalem,
你给的是十分之一。
You give your test.
当你真的让神在你身上来工作，来建造耶路撒冷，
when you truly allow God to work in you and to build Jerusalem,
真的耶路撒冷要被神建造，
and when Jerusalem will be built,
当你献上你的祭，
and when you offer the tithe,
那是十分之一。
And that is 100%.
所以如果你看见神，
if you think God's
will,
naturally, no one should teach you, you will all grow up. That's because this is
normal.
It's because you
have seen
it. But just by seeing
it,
God will build up Jerusalem. God
needs it.
Because only Abraham offered a
life.
And he also offered Isaac in the place
of
God. That place became the place where the temple
was.
And later on, it was known as Jerusalem.
So you choose. You
said, how does God minister and construct the
temple?
It begins with our offering. As you read
Malachi,
and the second section shows us the imperfect offering. If you truly have the reality of
Jerusalem,
Abraham's offering is 100%. No lame, no blood. And because of this reason, Abraham is not
lame.
Whoever offers the lame to God, he will be blind. Whoever offers the blind to God, he will be blind. If the sole of your feet touches, and by God's grace, God has called you to be the open. You need to remember what is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is what God ministered
in
your
life.
He begins with you and I.
So,
whatever you offer to find
it,
now God can begin His work in us. In each one of us, He can begin
His work.
God's church will be built.
So, 圣殿是盖在我们身上。
The temple is built on
mountain.
It is built on the mountain where Abraham offered a life. A church can have 500
people.
It can be 500 individuals. But when can the church have this reality? When all 500 completely. All 500 have offered up their minds. What is the hypocrisy? It is not a
hypocrisy.
All 500 have
offered up their minds.
But some offered up the lame, some offered up the blind. We are the church. But we're still 500 individuals. But whenever there is a reality, spiritual reality, spiritual matter cannot be
changed.
Whether or not there is revival to the church, it depends how many people will offer up
ideas.
Just according to the outward. At that time, the priests are so busy. They have come to Jerusalem. They have, they're busy about the
offering.
They have offerings. Outwardly, everything is correct. Only the Lord knows their
difficulties.
But if you truly see what Jerusalem
is,
naturally you will give your time of one. So what about
you? 十分之一送到仓库里,
God will take your one tenth and put it in his storehouse.
叫神向你们有粮,
so that there will be food in my house.
神说你可以试试,
God says, try me.
是否为你们敞开天上的窗?
Test me and see if I will not open for you the windows of
heaven. 是否为你们,
and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. This is what the Lord
is doing.
I will begin to devour you, so that you may not destroy the
world.
Nor will your mind in the field pass through. There is no Why is it all the nations will call you blessed? Because it will be blessed by Abraham. Those of us who are justified by faith, we also
be
and of course, the nations will call us blessed. And our land will be delightful blessed. Now you see the symmetry between the second section and the
third.
They all have something to do with Jerusalem. One person who has seen Jerusalem and made his
own.
And the other says, God has begun to build Jerusalem. One is offering one tenth, the other is offering 100%. Now we are. At the end, God will bring us into this eternal
world.
So the second section shall
be.
The time will come, and now it is. No matter where you are,
我们凭着身体，我们靠着我们这个用灵和诚心去要拜他，我们就能够敬拜他。
With spirit and truth, we'll be able to worship our Father.
结果你看见神灵在外邦人，在我们中间要成为大，要被尊为大。
And God's name shall be great among the nations.
你知道，现在以色列人啊，他们如果要做什么的话，还是要在耶路撒冷。
You know that nowadays for the Israelites, if they want to do anything significant, they will still go to
Jerusalem.
If they want to pray, they must go to the weeping wall at Jerusalem. Later on, they thought this is too
troublesome.
So there's a company in Jerusalem, they sent out a notice to all the people throughout the radio. You don't necessarily have to fly to do it.
You
don't
want to talk
about it. You just need
to talk about
it.
You're afraid of it. You're afraid of it. You're afraid of it. You're afraid of it.
这个不成重点，那打乱了。 And we will send someone to fold up your prayer request and back over and stuff it into the
pack. 现在不简单了。
然后其实一直
他们只要拿着手机就在那儿站着好就可以
了。然后你就是靠着旁边招呼，挥着招呼，他扑着人家的
腰。太真实了，你看见了？要看真实。
Abraham gave first to Isaac, and Isaac to Jacob.
最后的耶稣降生在
哪里 ？At the end, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
我们之前都因着亚伯拉罕。
We have all been blessed.
我们相信耶稣基督的信。
We have believed in Jesus Christ as our
Savior. 无论我们在什么地方
，No matter where we are.
不需要我们去。
We don't need to go to the
weak. 在公车上面。
Even on the bus.
在背上面。
Even in your basement.
无论在病床上面。
Or why are you sick at?
我们需要把我们的心门打开。
We just need to open up.
我们用他心灵和诚实来拜。
With spiritual and truth, we worship.
我们不知不觉的，我们就来到了神的脚
下。And that's where we come to His feet.
弟兄，你看见吗？这给我们看见，下到耶路撒冷去。
And this tells us when He comes out to
us. 不是把我们带到摩西，带回摩西。
He did not bring us back to Moses.
那你远远把我们带到了。
But He has brought us back to Abraham.
因为我们不在亚伯拉。
Because our blessing came from Abraham.
所以感谢主，弟兄。当你读到第三章七节时
，When you read chapter 3 verse
7， 万军之耶和华说。
And the Lord of hosts.
从你们列祖的日子以来，你常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them.
这里说的列祖的日子。
Here it says the days of your fathers.
这是对亚伯拉罕。
And refers to Abraham.
不是指摩西。
It is not referring to Moses.
神的旨意永远是亚伯拉罕。
God's will, eternal will, is always Abraham.
现在你们要转向。
Now you will turn back to me.
什么转向？
How do you turn back?
对犹太人来讲。
As to the Jews.
耶路撒冷是代表犹太教。
And it, Jerusalem represents Judea.
耶路撒冷和犹太教是不能分开。
Jerusalem cannot be separated from Judea.
耶路撒冷是犹太文化的一部分。
And Jerusalem is part of the culture of Judea.
你知道自从阿拉法特说我们要在耶路撒冷建立我们的首都。
And since Arafat has said we will build our capital in Jerusalem, even those unbelievers, and those Jews who do not believe in the Bible, they cannot even accept. They said as soon as Jerusalem came back to our embrace, we can no longer be separated. Jerusalem is inseparable to the Jews. Moses cannot be separate from Jerusalem. God's will is to bring us back to the
day.
Now we will return.
我不转向。
And I will turn to you.
所以下面就说到了十分之一的东西。
And then he continued to discuss about it.
那不是律法的东西。
This is not a story of.
这是老天爷律法底下的东西。
This is not a story under the.
还没有下律法。
And before the law given.
当亚伯拉罕看见什么是耶路撒冷。
When Abraham saw what is Jerusalem.
他欢喜无比。
And he received the blessing.
弟兄姊妹。他欢欢喜喜就把十分之一的献上。
Gladly he offered up his one tenth.
And 不要忘记，当有一天，他真的看见神动工建造耶路撒冷。
When he sees that God has begun to build Jerusalem.
他知道他是那个太阳。
He knows that he is the chosen.
所以他把自己献上。
And so he offered himself.
他献上，这个他献上以撒的。
When he offered up Isaac.
他不是把自己献上。
He had offered up himself.
弟兄姊妹，历史告诉我们。
But this is the history of.
他奉献的地方。
The place where he offered.
就是后来的耶路撒冷。
Was the later Jerusalem.
他奉献的地方。
And the place where he offered.
也就是圣殿那个基地那个 base 所在的地方。
And became the temple ground and its foundation.
我们应该以为说以色列人跟阿拉伯人去争山头，一个山。
Today before the Israelites are fighting with Palestinians over a
mountain.
The world is so great, why are you fighting over one mountain?
The archaeologists tell us
they're not fighting over a mountain, they're fighting over a rock. Today in the
Great
Mosque, there is a group of the rock. And that is probably the place where Abraham offered of Isaac, because that is the highest peak. On top of this great rock, and there is a depression. And if you measure the depth and the width of the depression, imagine the dimension for the
ark.
If that is true, then that particular is where is the place of the holiest
holy.
So they're not fighting over mountains, they're fighting over a rock. Do you understand now? Here is a temple which brings in the presence of God. Here is a city of God that speaks of God's testimony. Abraham is waiting for a city with something. He also allowed God to work in him.
Praise
the
Lord.
Now the people that return to
Jerusalem,
if they have a revelation from the entire
Bible,
if you understand why they need
to return,
because Jerusalem is part of and where God is
worshiped.
What is the Jerusalem? Jerusalem means what does it mean? What is the testimony? These cannot be separated from actual
offering.
This is the revelation we see on the second section and the second
one.
Because only with a perfect offering, an offering without that can keep us, keep the light of
God,
and cause us to continue to live before the
people.
Whatever our offering is, in that regard, we are not
conditioned.我们求你把这些话翻译到一种的情形，每一个都行。
We ask you to interpret these words in such conditions that each one of us will be able to.
主啊，但是在你回应前
，Lord, before you come back,
我们都听懂了。
So we may be able to understand.
我们愿意把自己完全献给。
We want to offer ourselves to you completely.
但愿我们的奉献都像都是献上的。
May all of our offerings are like offerings.
好，我们最好的献。
We can do
your
best. This is your work in us.
Hear our
prayer.
In Jesus'
victorious name. Amen.